You're listening to Amud Vechazara, Daniel Eisenberg, Vesefes, Irvin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to start in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and the bottom line. The Zichru points that we have so far, the first one I believe is, so Mem Gimel, first of all, is, that's a good guess. Mag, it's a magazine. Mag. And it's going to be the first versicular point is this question about whether or not tchum applies over 10 tefachim, right? It's over 10 tefachim, maybe tchum does not apply anymore. We try some nafkamino. So like, when do you have that? So one example is if you're standing on pegs, you're walking on maybe walking on stilts. Interesting. I don't know. Those might be extensions of your shoes. Maybe that's not a good example. But if you have like something that you might see in like a jungle gym, or like, you know, as long as it's not for tefachim, so that would be an example. Or if you are doing some sort of kvitza, whatever that might mean, jumping or flying or something like that. For those of us who are able to, hoverboards. I don't know. Also if you're in a boat. Because it's not on the ground and it's elevated up, and we tried to bring a few different rios from cases like this that maybe there is tchum, maybe there isn't, based on halachos that we know regarding boats. And then we had our case with Eliyahu Navi, maybe it was Eliyahu Navi, hovering over ten tefachim, but no, it could have been a demon, Yosef Shida, who did that. Okay. So now we're at the bottom line. So that's the first zikru point, is this question about tchum applying over 10 tefachim. Toshma, come here, another proof. Hareini nazir b'yom she ben David ba. Someone who says, I'm going to be a nazir on the day that Ben David comes. Ben David obviously is Mashiach. So the day Mashiach comes, I will be Ben David. Hopefully he's not saying like, you know, when pigs fly. You know, he's like, oh, when Mashiach comes, like, hopefully Mashiach coming is something that he's saying, I'm ready to be Nazir right now. Yeah?
Because that may or may never be him.
Why not?
Mashiach may not come in his lifetime.
Okay. Why not? Right, I feel like I could say, by Birchas Hashanah, I'm going to become a Nazir, hopefully I'll live to Birchas Hashanah. Hopefully I'll have a few more good Birchas Hashanahs in me, but, okay.
There's a different criteria than something
that may never come. Yeah, we're looking at a certain point. Yeah. So anyway, Ben David comes, so, it's backfires on him. Mutar l'shtos yayin b'shabbos v'yom tovim only. V'aser l'shtos yayin kol yemos achol. Right, because he has essentially made himself a nazir, always except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So this is the rule because Ben David might have come. You know, maybe Mashiach is here. Mashiach came today. Mashiach will come today. You know, you might find him a few minutes late. So, even if you don't, not even if you might find him a few minutes late on the day. So, if he comes at 2 in the afternoon, but you already know there from the beginning of the day, retroactively.
It's fascinating because then the act of drinking wine is not reset. Reset is zero. How does that work?
Mm-hmm. It never started because the day ended, so you see that Mashiach never came. So.
Right.
It's nothing to start.
Yeah. In hindsight, if Mashiach had not come. Yeah. So anyway, so here's the point. So Ian Rabbis Shlomo Yesh Tchumin. If you're going to tell me there's Tchumin over 10 Tvachim, so Hayne de B'Shabbos is Yom Tov V'Mutter. That's why it's Mutter to drink on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If there is Tchumin, because then I know that Mashiach is not going to come today. Now the assumption over here is that Mashiach can also come from over 10 tefachim. I don't know where it gets it from. I don't know the source. that Mashiach will fly. And maybe we'll check later on, see some in the Farshim. But the assumption seems to be that if there is permission, if there is no tchumen over 10 tefachim, so Mashiach will find a way to come in that day. But the fact that we say, no, Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're fine, enjoy your wine, that indicates that we assume that Mashiach, that we're confident Mashiach will not be here today. If he can't be here today, must be tchumen even apply over 10 tefachim. So but if you say that tchumen do not apply over 10 tefachim, why should it be mutter? You should maybe Mashiach will fly in that day over 10 tefachim, right? Mashiach, why'd you fly in? Well, this is tchum Shabbos. I couldn't walk under, so I flew. And, okay. So shani hosim. So there it's different. Damar kra, because the pasuk says, Hine enochi shalech lachem esel Yohan Navi v'gomer. Behold, I am sending to you Yohan Navi. And Yohan Navi comes, Rashi says over here, l'fnei ba yom Hashem, l'fnei yom Hashem, which is quoted in the full part of the pasuk. Right, the pasuk in full. This is at the very end of Nevi'im in the Malachi. Hine enochi shalech lachem esel Yohan Navi l'fnei bo Yom Hashem Hagadol Anora. Before the Yom Gadol Anora, right, this is also the Haftar for Shabbos Hagadol. Before the Yom Gadol Anora, before the day Mashiach comes, Hashem says, "I will send Eliyahu Navi." V'halo also Eliyahu me'asmo, and Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. So if Eliyahu Navi wasn't here yesterday, I don't have to assume Mashiach will come today. Oh, okay, good. Ihachi, but if so, b'chol yom v'yom anami listeri. So, the halo as Eliyahu me'asmo, because Eliyahu Navi didn't come from the year before. Okay, hold on. So if you're telling me that then I can drink, right? I can drink. I took this naziris, so I could drink any day that Eliyahu Navi didn't come the day before. Then that's pretty good. If Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, you could drink today. That's fine. So the Gemara says, Ela, no, so right, so scratch that. Ela amrinan lebeisin hagadol asa. Rather say that he came to the beisin hagadol, Eliyahu Navi, and we didn't hear about it. Meaning, you may not know when Eliyahu Navi came. Right, just because you checked, you know, Yeshiva World and Matziv, and you looked out your window, doesn't mean that Eliyahu Navi didn't come. It could be he went to the Beis Hagadol. He went to, you know, some of the bigger players in Klal Yisrael, gave them a heads up, but he's not telling everybody yet. We don't really know. So Hachanami here also lame of the Beis Hagadol asa, and therefore say that he you know, in this case also for any day we can't. Eliyahu coming the day before is not going to be a good enough indicator. So then going back to our question, so why is it that you're allowed to drink on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Eliyahu Navi is not a factor. So, you know, so Kvar Muftach, so the Gemara tells us we have a Mizura, Kvar Muftach Lehen Yisrael, was already guaranteed to Yisrael, Shein Eliyahu Ba, Lo Ba Arve Shabbos, Lo Ba Arve Yom Tovim. That Eliyahu Navi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov because of the Tereach, meaning the Tircha that it's going to create. Rashi says, "Shemanichin Tzarchei Shabbos v'holchun lahakvil panav." Everyone's going to have to do a Kabbalas panim for Eliyahu Navi, and they have to take care of Shabbos. So you can imagine, you're telling your wife, you know, like on Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos starts at 4:20, and saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, I got to go. There's a Kabbalas pun for Eliyahu Navi." No, you're not. You're staying right here. You know, there's a lot to do Erev Shabbos. So to avoid Shalom Bayis issues and Tircha de Tzibura and Zilzol Shabbos and everything will come with that, Eliyahu Navi says, "I'm not coming on Friday. I'll delay the great redemption." And the announcements of the Messiah, I will delay that till after Shabbos because I am not messing with Klal Yisrael Erev Shabbos, especially in the winter. So this is a guarantee that we have that Eliyahu Navi is not going to come Erev Shabbos, and therefore we know that Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos. So we know Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos. So So now we say, but you're thinking, say, just because Eliyahu doesn't come, Mashiach Nami lo asi. So b'mali shavasa listeri. Yeah. So you think to say that so Eliyahu is not coming, so Mashiach also maybe he's not coming also on Erev Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos should also be a time where you're allowed to drink. Because Eliyahu is not coming and Mashiach is also not coming. Because you have to do a Kabbalah's pun and for Mashiach also it's gonna be a big problem. So we should by the same logic we should assume
the same
tirchot
would apply to
Mashiach,
not just Eliyahu.
Yeah. Can you imagine the Kabbalah's problem for Mashiach? That would be a bigger one. So we should assume the same thing. So the Gemara says, "Whoa, asa Mashiach." Sorry, it's not good. I talk to Eliyahu. Lo asa Mashiach nami lo asi b'mali shamsa. So b'mali shamsa listeri. You should be allowed to drink. So Eliyahu lo. Asi Mashiach Asi. No. We have a Kabbalah that Eliyahu won't come on Friday, but Mashiach might come, right? It came into Asi Mashiacha because once Mashiach has already come, Hakol Avadin Hein Li Yisrael. Everybody is essentially Avadim, meaning everybody the Umos Olam are essentially Avadim to Yisrael. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're literal Avadim, but as the Nevi'im and Yeshayahu. And another Nevi'im described that the Umas Olam are going to be jumping to at the opportunity to serve Klal Yisrael. At that point, Geirus is closed, right? You had your chance when they were an oppressed people. But it was still the truth. You didn't join it. Now, of course, the cool kid, right? The cool kid, his parents just won the lottery. Now all you want to be friends with him. You stuffed him in a locker for the last 5 years. And now you want to be friends, so no, there's no more Geirus, and now but everyone's going to jump at the opportunity to serve Klal Yisrael. So they're going to have a lot of extra helping hands Erev Shabbos, right? Let the your wives know this good news. Mitzvah when Mashiach comes, another reason to have Mashiach have a lot of help, and we're not so worried. Once Mashiach is coming, then we can work out. We can manage a Kabbalah's Panim as well as a Erev Shabbos prep. Okay, so b'chad b'shava listeri. So, but why not allow someone to drink, this person to drink, on Sunday? So it must be that Eliyahu Navi can't come on Shabbos. So, right, very good. So it must be that from the fact that we don't assume that, or so it must be that Eliyahu Navi can come on Shabbos? No. We say you're not allowed to drink on Sunday. So that means that Mashiach can come today. Means Eliyahu Navi can come on Shabbos. That he can come on Shabbos. No, listen. Now we're saying the reverse. So now we're saying the reverse. So it must be that Eliyahu Navi can come on Shabbos. Eliyahu Navi can come on Shabbos. How can he come on Shabbos? He's going to go outside the tchum. Must be there's no tchum over 10 talking, right? So v'lifshal mina de ain tchumen. De yeish tchumen, because if there was tchumen, b'chad b'shava, listri. We should let him drink. So this is a proof, right? So meaning we kind of flip to the other side. Hold on, from the fact that we don't aser Shabbos, from the fact that we do aser drinking on Sunday, is mashma that Mashiach can come on Sunday, which is mashma that Eliyahu Navi can come on Shabbos, which is mashma that Eliyahu Navi, that tchumen are not in effect, at least over 10 tefachim.
It's like dying to know, so there's no, you know for sure there's no Hara Shah to come anyway. To herald Mashiach. Because that would address the issue completely. Obviate it.
Yeah, I mean, especially when we're talking about, let's say, Tchumen is a Derabanan, which seems to be the mainstream opinion. So that, like, Eliyahu Navi is. Also, by the way, also, if Eliyahu
Navi. Monday to Thursday.
If Eliyahu Navi is riding on it, also, if he's riding on a donkey. Right, that's like another issue. We have an issue also.
And he's probably blowing a chauffeur, too.
He's being.
A whole lot of stuff going on.
It's being with Behema. Right, he's like, oh, too many shyness.
Can't video it.
And, what?
Can't video it then.
That's the biggest problem. Right, so anyway, Listery. So delo asel yahu listery. Delo asel yahu b'shabbos. So hi tana, this tana svuke misafkale yesh tchumen o ein tchumen. So don't try to bring a raya from it, because the tana of our of this brisa wasn't sure about our shaila. How could you not be sure? Well, it's not so easy to be sure of such a thing. And ula chumra, and it was taught. He was going in the chumra. He was saying, "Listen, I don't know. So we'll answer it both ways. So the only day it's mutar is Shabbos. But we'll even see. Even that's a problem. But we don't know one way or another if there's tchum or not above 10 tefachim. So now the Gemara is just taking a turn a little bit. So dekai emas." Neder. When is he making this neder that we say that you're allowed to do all Shabbos and Yom Tovim? If you're going to tell me that it was one of the days of the week that he made this neder, so kevan dechol ale nizirus hechiasya shamsa umavkal ale. That once the nizirus takes effect during the week, how could Shabbos come and take him out of that? Meaning, Rashi says over here, "Tikai b'Shabbos b'chol neder b'yom tov b'chol neder." Kolomar k'shakibel neder zeh haya. Oh, sorry, no, the one above. Kevin dechol ein nizirus be'erev Shabbos umisafka dilma asim Mashiach hayom lebezin agadol. Meaning, let's say he made it on Friday. He says, "I'm taking a neder of nizirus. I'm gonna become a Nazir when the day Mashiach comes." So why is he allowed to drink that Shabbos?
Is this talking about if he made the neder after the Mashiach comes? Or is he
going? No, before. Well, he doesn't know. Because here's the problem. You don't really know the day before. You don't know if Mashiach came, if Eliyahu Novi came the day before or not. So now this guy comes into Shabbos. It could be that on Friday he came to the Beis Nagadol. It could be Eliyahu Novi already came to the Beis Nagadol. It could be Shabbos Mashiach is coming, because Eliyahu Novi already announced it, and maybe he's coming over to him. So
Eliyahu is not coming on Friday.
Oh, sorry. No, sorry. Maybe he came Thursday. And it wasn't announced yet. He came to the Beis Nagadol. And so the Nazirus already took place. So how does Shabbos help you over here? Shabbos shouldn't be able to take you out of your Nazirus. So the Gemara says, Elo dekoy b'shabso. So rather, he takes his neder and zeros on Shabbos. The kaneder b'yom tov, or similarly, he did it on a yom tov. The kaneder, and he took the neder there. Let me read that one more time. El dekoy b'shabso the kaneder ubiyom tov the kaneder. Rather, he was standing on Shabbos and took the neder, or he was standing on yom tov and took the neder. Vahu yomo hu deshari lei. And that Shabbos or that Yom Tov itself, the day is the day that he's allowed to drink. Mikan ve'elech aser le. But from here on, all future Shabbos and Yom Tovim, he's not allowed to, because it could be Eliyahu and Avi came at some point in the week, and you don't even know. So only that Shabbos or that first Shabbos or Yom Tov are you allowed to drink. Pamachas lo nifmasu, and that's going to be the second zipper point. The discussion about Mashiach not coming on Shabbos. We know Eliyahu Navi doesn't come erev Shabbos. This is also why that there's this an inyan of Eliyahu Navi to Mitzvah Shabbos, right? You know, I mean, you notice that it's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. That's a good thing to mention. Eliyahu Zachor Latov on Matzah Shabbos. If you read any of the Mlav Malka's Miros, all the Piyutim, tons of them are about Eliyahu Navi. It's a big inyan of Eliyahu Navi. Matzah Shabbos. We sing Eliyahu Navi after all. Other people sing Eliyahu Navi after Havdalah. What is that? Because Eliyahu Navi couldn't come the last couple of days. So now, like Motzei Shabbos is the first time, so we want to be Mavaser Tov, Besoros Tovos, and we say, Eliyahu Navi, we're ready for you to come. We're ready for you to come. That's part of that ending. Okay, Pamachas lo nichnasu l'nama v'chulei. So this is the story where, from our Mishnah, where Rabbi Gamliel, they didn't reach the port yet, and they weren't sure, and they asked Rabbi Gamliel says, I was actually looking, and I noticed that we were within 2,000 amos of the porch, so you can get off over here. You can walk into this area. So the question is, how did he knew that? So Tana was Tana Raisa. Shvoferes ha'yisalalo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had a shvoferes. A shvoferes is a tube. Kana chalul, says Rashi, a hollow reed. And Shahaya Mabit with Sofa Ba Alpai Mama, and he would look into it. So he would look through this tube, and he would be able to see 2,000 amos by a basha. Ukeneg Dalpayim Bayam, and therefore he was able to also see it in the sea as well. Meaning he knew. So let's first take a step back. So this sounds a lot like what?
Telescope.
It sounds like a telescope. He's not. He's probably not using a telescope. Dr. Henry Emerson mentions this and others that the they didn't have the lenses for telescopes yet. This is in the third century. You know, Gamliel. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's probably I don't know, you're 150 maybe, I don't know, second century. Rabbi Gamliel is around, so he does. They don't have. He doesn't have a telescope. Probably not. It could be unless like some like a Nazi had secret, you know, technology, but he didn't have it. So some sort of tube that's being used in this like as a telescope. It's something that he like narrowed off his vision somehow and was able to see through it. And he knew what the distance on land of 2,000 amos looked like, and he was able to you know, he had good, I guess, spatial awareness and was able to sense what that looked like, so he was able to determine that's how far they were. And then the Gemara gives another couple of things that you can also, you know, try to estimate sizes of. So Harotza Lida Kama Onko Shelge, someone wants to know how deep a valley is. So maybe Shoferis, you can bring one of these Shoferises, Umabitba, and you're looking at Vida Kama Onko Shelge, and you can use that also to see how deep a valley would be. Varotza Lida Kama Govo Sheldekel. Now this, you don't have to use a Shoferis for this. If you want to know how tall a palm tree is, and Rashi says if you're afraid you're going to fall, right? You're afraid to climb up, measure it. So here's a shortcut. Here's a cheap way out of measuring the decal without climbing up up. Modid kamoso vitzilo. So he should measure its height and its shadow. Vitzel kamoso, and the shadow of its height. Veda kama gova shel dekel, and you'll know how tall it is. Rashi explains that he measures himself. He measures himself. He should know his own height, but he measures himself, measure his shadow, and measure the shadow of the tree. And so now, just you do it based on proportions, because even Rashi points out over here, even if it's at different points of the day, the shadow is going to be different, but it's going to have the same, proportionately, the same impact on the tree and on the person. So if you have three of the numbers, you have the height of the human, the height of the human shadow, and the height of the shadow of the dekel, so you can do some nice math, get a pen and paper, and you can figure out how tall the dekel is in a very safe, effective way. And one more thing if you want to know, HaRotza Shelo Tishra Chaya Ra'a Betzel Kever, if you don't want a Chaya Ra'a, a bad animal, to rest in the shade of a Kever, there's a concern, Rashi says, Vayari Shelo Tavo Chaya Ra'a Lis Tofef Betzel Kever Mnei Chom HaShemesh V'Yareach Es HaMeis V'Yachatetenu. We don't want him what do you call it, digging up, exhume? Yeah, I think I was looking for a different word. But yeah, you don't want right to exhume the body. What happens is, right, when it gets hot, the animal goes in the shade. It sees a mound or a matzeva or something like that, and it goes in the shade of it. And when it gets nice and close to the grave, it smells it, and it might take the body out. We want to avoid that. So what do? So Noah, it's kana bedalat shaos b'yom. So you stick a reed 4 hours into the day. Vira lahechan silo nota. And you see where the shade is going, and note where the shade leans. Mashpia va'ola, mashpia va'yored, and you like slant it in a certain way so that it won't really provide shade during that time. And that is an Eitzah that you can do, particularly 4 hours of the day, because that's when it's very hot. Rashi goes to Gemara and Brachos over here, it says that. Okay. Nechemia Bereid Ruchani Lai, Meshachte Shmata, V'nafach Chutz L'Tchum. So the son of Rav Chanilai was taken by his teachings, and he was very involved in his learning, and he went outside the tchum. We learned about this something similar. It was on Lamed Tes. Lamed delivering his letters. That we said that someone can walk. He wants to go to update the Erev on Shabbos and Yom Tov Shabbos. So he wants to walk there. Is that Hachana? No, it's not Hachana, says Rabbi, because it's not Mukha Milsa. It doesn't look like you're necessarily doing anything. You might just say if he's a learned person, he's just got caught up in, you know, he's not here by the Erev. He's just like, you know, got caught up in his learning and didn't see where he was going. We said if he was not a learned person, then maybe he was looking for his donkey. But we don't assume that he's automatically here to update his Erev. So here's an actual example of a Ben Yeshiva who got caught up in his learning and is where am I? Outside the tchum. And now he's stuck in he can't move for the rest of Shabbos. He's stuck within four amos of himself. So that's a little bit challenging. So more like Rav Chista, Rav Nachman. So Rav Chista says to Rav Nachman, Nechemia Tamidach Shrui Batzar. Your Talmud Nechemia is resting in pain, and he's in a very uncomfortable position. The rest of Shabbos he has to do this. Amarlo, he said to him, Aselo Mechitza Shel B'nei Adam, make a wall of people, V'ikanes, and let him enter through it. So what they do is they arrange for a bunch of people to come and stand side to side, and they're going to make a wall, like a little rishus, only in the direction to let him go back through the tchum. And the Gemara is going to continue to discuss this and why Rav Chisda didn't say that himself. That's like these next few lines. It's going to go nicely into the next Amud. The one area that I've heard this brought down with halacha, this concept of a human wall. It's very, very not pasha the halacha to have humans count as a wall. Like what we're doing is we're creating like a walled reshus for him to walk back through to get back to his tchum. Clearly, we're applying it in this case where, like, you know, he left Bishogeg and it's going to be a great tsar, but you wouldn't always apply it. But I heard it once. They attempted to apply this to Simchas Torah, because on Simchas Torah there are a couple of issues that we're usually very, very careful about, and Simchas Torah we're not. And one of those things is sitting when the Torah is in motion in the room. Right, if you see there's a Torah walking, and also in general people turning their backs to the Torah, and the Aron is open, and people turning their backs to the Aron. So there's a lot of things that we, you know, we're always, of course, like you when the Torah is moving, you're standing and you're facing it. Of course, on Simchas Torah, it's like there's Torahs everywhere, and there's less of this awareness. And I once heard that they try to bring this case over here, this case in Erevin, to explain, well, if there's a wall of people, if they're doing a circle all around, so maybe that creates it. And I mean, clearly, it's being applied to, you know, try to create, you know, like to be like a, you know, to be like Damakas Chus for Klal Yisrael, and like a Limud Chus. Right, because this is not something that you typically apply, but that's just one practical halakhic case where I have heard it applied.
We have a bunch of individuals who are really tall.
Anyway, so the simon, so the third thing from the simon is the shofaris of Rabbi Gamliel. I'm going to touch up his. I don't remember it fully, but you can have. So I guess a demon. I'll start with the demon. The demon was hovering over Ten Tfachim with a magazine with seven teachings in this magazine. He was hovering over Ten Tfachim, and he flew over a crowd anxiously waiting for Mashiach. And when they saw him, they took out their shofaris to see the demon, to see if it was Eliyahu or just a demon. So we have, again, this demon flying over seven Tfachim with a magazine with seven teachings on it. So the magazine runs as Mem Gimel, and he's flying over ten Tfachim with the seven teachings, reminding us of the discussion of is there tchum over seven, 10 tefachim or not, and we have the story of the seven teachings and the demon, and he hovers over a crowd anxiously waiting for Mashiach, reminding us Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos, Eliyahu doesn't come on Friday. They take out the shofaris to check him out to see who it is. The shofaris reminds us of Rabbi Gamaliel's shofaris. Okay.